This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app alongside Madison Cruz. I'm Jason Longshore. Let's get caught up on the Club World Cup. It's interesting. It's just over a month away. It's a brand new tournament in this format, and there's been a wide swath of opinions on it. Some good, some bad. It depends on where you are in the world, honestly. It's a tournament that I'm actually getting really excited for. I look at the second day of the I look at the first day of the tournament. Inter Miami and Al Ahly from Egypt, I think, is going to be a very interesting match. Every game that Miami plays in this, because of Lionel Messi's presence, is going to be an interesting match. And Miami's not playing very well right now at the moment. They got to figure that out. But day two, you've got PSG and Atleti. Like, that could have been a Champions League semifinal or final if Atleti hadn't potentially gotten screwed over on the double touch penalty from Julian Alvarez.
I don't want to talk about it.
There's talk of that being doctored, the video that UEFA put out. Like, that's out there.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting.
Don't even talk about referees in this country without comparing them to how Spain is, where you've got clubs putting videos out when referees are assigned of all the times they made calls that the club didn't like. It's craziness. But you've got that in game two. And then day three of the tournament is when it comes to Atlanta. Chelsea will be hosting either LAFC or Club America. Now, Club America is in the semifinals of the Liga in Liga MX. So they can't really set up a date for that playoff game yet, because you don't know if they're going to be all the way into the final of the Liga MX competition. But that game, just to put it into some context, that game is going to be worth about $10 million. Now, it's not another game we're going to talk about in the 3-4-3, which is worth a whole lot more. But in terms of a MLS team and the amount of prize money they could win, because teams get a minimum for being in the Club World Cup, it's the most lucrative game an MLS team has ever played. A lot of pressure on LAFC. They're hosting, but I kind of feel like they might be the underdog.
I agree with you. I think just from seeing the way Club America has played, I like the way that they play. I really enjoy whenever I get the chance to watch them. I mean, obviously, every time they come to Atlanta, I always get very excited. I love the culture and the supporter groups they have over there. I think that LAFC would be the underdog, because they haven't impressed me this season. I haven't seen like the spark from them.
Yeah,
I feel like you're kind of seeing it and like flickers a little bit now recently.
Yeah, it's been better lately since they got knocked out of CONCACAF.
Yeah, like now I feel like maybe and that's the shift. Maybe it's the shift. Maybe that's the focus now. Maybe they're like, okay, hey, like we're done with that. Let's focus on the regular season. And maybe that's what it is. But I feel like you're seeing them get a little bit better. I'm curious if that stays when it comes to that matchup and how they fare against Club America. And what are they going to do? Because there's a lot at stake in that matchup as well. Not only getting into the Club World Cup, but also, again, like you said, the minimum. Like, getting that, it's going to be
just the minimum amount of money.
Just the minimum amount of money to do it. Like, that's going to be huge. And I think it's going to be great for MLS. I think it's great for LAFC. It's going to be great for Club America. It's a matchup that I don't think initially I was like, oh, I don't know. Like if I'm like, I was like, ah, it's a play-in match, nothing crazy. Now, like, I think I'm very excited to see where it's going to go.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to have a ton of pressure to it. I mean, it's a play-in game. So, like, it's going to be a big deal in that. I can't wait to see just how that one feels. I can't wait to see how the Seattle Sounders do in this tournament as well. We talked about Inter-Miami. They're going to get all the attention because of Messi. Seattle's in the group of death. They're in that group with PSG and Atleti. Brian Schmetzer talked to FIFA here recently about kind of where they sit and how they're preparing for it. And here's what Brian had to say.
Our goal is to be competitive. We want to be competitive in every tournament or competition that we enter. We understand the realities, the challenges of our group. We certainly understand that, but that's not going to deter us from trying to put our best foot forward. And look, if we could score a goal, that would be a success. If we could win a game or get a result, that certainly would be a success. But it's also showcasing some of our players. We have a lot of good young players, and maybe, you know, Obed has a good game, and there's an opportunity for him to shine at, you know, maybe in Spain for Atletico.
This is a situation where they are going to be looking at guys like Obed Vargas and some of the other young players for Seattle. Their first game's against Botafogo, and Botafogo kind of brings us to part of the silly season of Club World Cup, because there's going to be, for a lot of teams, a very short transfer window for teams to make additions ahead of the tournament and bring guys in. You've got some really interesting situations, like Thiago Almada, our old friend. He is on a Botafogo contract on loan to Lyon, who's not in the tournament, but they have the same ownership. Botafogo won the Copa Libertadores with Thiago, and John Textor, the owner, wants to bring Thiago Almada, according to Brazilian reports, back to Botafogo for the tournament. Well, Thiago hasn't had a break in a long time. The last time Thiago Almada had any semblance of a break was after getting knocked out of the playoffs in 2023 in Columbus.
Jeez.
Because Jesus. He played the 2024 first half of the season, then left Atlanta, went to the Olympics with Argentina, then went straight to Brazil with Botafogo, played all the way through the Copa Libertadores, played in the Intercontinental Cup, then had like a couple of weeks off, if that, and then went to Lyon. So, and played for them. So Thiago's like, bro, I need a break. So, and it's a weird situation because there's also talk like Lyon can't bring him in on a permanent because they have a transfer ban. John Textor's teams collectively are losing money in a big, big way. So this is all kinds of chaos. And I don't know if Thiago Almada is going to be back with Botafogo or not, or how all this works. But that's just one of these subplots. Guys, like in that situation, you've got a guy like Trent Alexander-Arnold. Gets booed by Liverpool fans, which I did not like, by the way. I might be in the minority. He'd been with the club for 20 years, joining them as a kid. And they did not sign him to a new deal. Yeah, he said no to whatever offers were on the table too. And he's going to go to Real Madrid. But his last game at Anfield, they booed him. That didn't feel right to me.
I don't like that. I don't, especially for a player that's been there for however long they have been, and a homegrown. And I don't like that. I also like, especially too, because it's also too, like, he was given contracts. He didn't like them. Like, he's been there for a long time. I think he has some credibility to say, hey, I don't like this. I want something different. And if the club wasn't going to give it to him and Real Madrid was, then I'm going to go to Real Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, it's Real Madrid, you know, and now they want to get him in before the Club World Cup. Because guys who are leaving their current clubs on a free transfer, their contracts run out June 30th, which is in the middle of the tournament, essentially like after the group stage. So Real Madrid wants Trent Alexander-Arnold in to start the tournament a couple weeks early, probably a whole month early, to get him in and train a little bit before the tournament starts. They're, sounds like, willing to pay at least $1 million to get one more month of Trent Alexander-Arnold for this tournament. Tell me the tournament doesn't mean anything when you got Real Madrid cutting $1 million check.
Oh, yeah. It's you're not only of that, you have, you know, all those moving pieces with bringing players in. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was released that FIFA, there is going to be some extension, especially with the transfer stuff during this time, to allow for stuff like that to happen.
You've got a short-term window ahead of the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's going to be chaotic in and of itself, because even teams not in the tournament are going to be doing business in that window.
Absolutely. And that's also going to create chaos. You're going to have trying to get players in so that they can get there for a couple, like a month before, that way they can start training. You're also dealing with coaches and trying to figure out where some of these coaches are going to land too. Because a lot of clubs who are in the Club World Cup are looking for head coaches right now.
Yeah, we got three coaches on the carousel that we'll talk about. A couple of them, at least one of them, has gotten off the carousel. He's good now, and he's going to be there for the Club World Cup. But I think Real Madrid's a really interesting element of this in terms of what the Club World Cup means. This is a team that is not going to win La Liga. This is a team that got knocked out of Champions League. They lost the Supercopa in Spain. It's been a bad year, to the point that Carlo Ancelotti is leaving and they're bringing in Xabi Alonso, and he will be there in time for the Club World Cup, according to Spanish reports. But you talk about who takes this tournament seriously. They're ones who will, because it's a chance for them to say, you know what? We're going to end this season and start the next one on a high. This matters to us. This is a club that is all about winning trophies. PSG or Inter, whoever wins the Champions League, okay, maybe they're not as up for the Club World Cup. The one who loses it might be. And Inter is trying to get some defenders to beef up their back line a little bit before the tournament. Eric Dier at Bayern, he's the opposite situation of Trent Alexander-Arnold, according to German reports. He's leaving Bayern Munich to go to Monaco on a free transfer when his contract is up. Well, Bayern's got a ton of injuries at center back. So they're like, bro, can you stick around for another month, possibly, and help us out? So they might do a short-term contract with him to stay, even though they didn't want to sign him to a long-term deal. How awkward is that?
That's so crazy. Only in this window, with all the craziness happening, you would see something like that, which is just, it's wild. It's going to get, I think, even more wild as we get even closer to the tournament.
Lucas Vasquez could be in that same situation with Real Madrid. Looks like he's going to leave, but could stick around for the tournament. Jonathan Tah is one to watch, leaving Leverkusen on a free transfer. Could be headed to Bayern. Madrid was linked with him for a long time, but it looks like he's going to go to Bayern, and we'll have to see if they can get him into the fold before Club World Cup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You mentioned managers, though, and I want to bounce down to an area of the world that has taken this tournament very, very seriously. South America. The South American clubs, when you talk Intercontinental Cup, you talk previous iterations of Club World Cups, it's always meant a little bit more to the South Americans, because I think in general, the game has moved from a commercial and from a media standpoint to Europe. Whereas 50 years ago, it was kind of split. And the world was a much bigger place then, so you didn't really hear as much about the South American teams, and then they'd pop up and they were really good. I mean, Pelé stayed in South America his whole career. Stuff like that. Now the South Americans have a chip on their shoulder whenever you get into these kinds of situations with the clubs. So Boca Juniors is one, for example, who didn't even make it to the Copa Libertadores group stages. So this is a huge deal for them. They fired Fernando Gago after the loss to River Plate in the Superclásico in Argentina. They are linked to Gabriel Milito, who took Atlético Mineiro to the Copa Libertadores final, who is a very attack-minded coach, did a great job with Argentinos Juniors. It's not done yet, and an old friend of ours has been linked in the Argentine media to Boca Juniors, Tata Martino, who is a free agent out there on the coaching side.
That one will be interesting, because obviously when he stepped away, taking some personal time as well, as he should, you have to take a mental break sometimes and, you know, get things going, be with the family, chill, you know, read a book, play golf. And I just say golf.
I don't know if Tata plays golf.
A lot of people play golf. That's just why I said it.
I like to play golf. I need to go play some more golf.
But I think it's interesting, especially Tata Martino getting back into the coaching side of things. And that one will be very interesting if it plays out.
We'll see. I don't know if he'll take Boca. He won't take River because it's not available to him. Marcelo Gallardo is there. I don't know if he would want to go to Boca. Like, Argentina, with the rivalries between clubs, it's complicated. And he's a Rosario guy, so he's a Newell's Old Boys guy. They're kind of neutral when it comes to the Buenos Aires heavyweights of Boca and River. Maybe it wouldn't matter too much, but I could also see him just saying, you know what, I don't want to deal with either one of you. If Newell's was in it, then sure, I would go help Newell's out. Tata Martino's name's going to come up in more places just because of his stature. It's just going
to
happen.
Absolutely. I mean, it's Tata Martino with what he's been able to do on the coaching side for years. He's a coach that you definitely want to look into. If you're looking and saying, oh, I want a head coach, especially before big tournaments, before other things too, like, the first person you're looking at is Tata Martino.
So Monterrey, they fired Martin De Michelis after they were knocked out of the Liga in Liga MX. They're in the market. TUDN had a report this morning of five different names that were on the list. One of them has already been crossed off the list. The list is moving fast when it comes to Monterrey. Matias Almeida, off the list already. They like Gabriel Milito as well at Monterrey. Dome Torrent, formerly of NYC, formerly Pep Guardiola's assistant with Barcelona and Manchester City, he's linked, but it looks like Chivas de Guadalajara might come in and swoop up Dome. Hernan Crespo, who we had the chance to talk to here recently at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, he is linked, as is current Estudiantes manager Eduardo Dominguez. So Monterrey looking international, and a lot of Argentines for their next manager, and they're trying to get that done now as they're out of the playoffs. They're trying to get that done for Club World Cup.
You thought the transfer window for players was crazy. We're in the transfer window for head coaches right now.
Yeah, I mean, Xabi Alonso is a fascinating one. Like, there had been all the talk out of Germany that he wanted the summer off. He didn't want to go to Real Madrid and do Club World Cup. He wanted to take a break and then come in fresh. Well, it sounds like that's not going to happen. They're going to bring him in for Club World Cup, it seems like, and then he will replace Carlo Ancelotti, who's going to Brazil with the national team. We'll talk about that in the 3-4-3. Couple more things really quickly. If Club World Cup and you're like, wait a minute, what have these people been talking about for 15 minutes? It's 32 teams from all over the world, and the action starts, as I mentioned, with Miami and Al Ahly on Saturday, June 14th. There's going to be six games in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, three in the group stage. Chelsea on June 16th will play the winner of that Club America LAFC match. Lionel Messi and Miami will come up to Atlanta and play Porto on June 19th, which is a sneaky good game because Miami could get out of that group, especially if they get a result against Porto in that one. And then Manchester City will play Al Ain from Abu Dhabi. That is on June 22nd. Then knockout round games on June 29th, July 1st, and July 5th. The final is going to be on July 13th at MetLife Stadium in New York / New Jersey. So a really fun tournament, and I think what is really starting to stand out to me is this is a tournament that will continue to grow in interest, I think, especially as you get to the knockout rounds and some of the matchups that we could see. But I think internationally, this is a bigger deal than you might think. As the European seasons wind down now, I think teams will take this a little more seriously and be talking about it more and all the preparation for it. You can still get tickets at FIFA.com/tickets. There's also hospitality packages, and there are packages that do include the opportunities to get your tickets for next summer with the World Cup. Go to FIFA.com/hospitality. But coming up next, it's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.